From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Forces aligned with Libya's unity government say they're close to taking control of the Islamic State-held port city of Sirte. The French news agency AFP reported that heavy fighting was taking place near the Ouagadougou Conference Center that's being used as an IS headquarters. Warplanes also attacked IS-held positions. Fighters aligned with the Government of National Accord began the battle for Sirte, former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's hometown, in early May. Ahmed Hadia, spokesman for the pro-government forces, told the Associated Press Friday the offensive is nearing its final stage. Militias from the western city of Misrata were able to reach the outskirts of Sirte earlier in the week, although they were slowed by mines and attacks by suicide bombers. Former Republican U.S. presidential candidate Mitt Romney says he will not vote for this year's presumptive party nominee Donald Trump in November, citing the billionaire's racist and misogynistic remarks. The 2012 candidate is holding his fourth annual Expert and Enthusiasts, or E2, meeting, a private retreat for Republicans where the main topic of conversation this year is the current candidate for the party. Nearly 300 participants are attending the meeting that opened Thursday in Deer Valley, Utah. In the TV interview, Romney said he will not vote for the Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton either. Instead, Romney said he's considering voting for Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson, which is considered to be a remarkable admission for a Republican leader. This is VOA News. A singer who won acclaim on NBC TV's The Voice singing competition has been killed. Christina Grimmie was signing autographs after a concert Friday in Orlando, Florida, when a gunman opened fire on her. Grimmie's brother, who was at the scene, tackled the assailant but not in time. Police say the gunman then shot and killed himself. Police say Grimmie had performed Friday with the band Before You Exit at the Plaza Live in Orlando. Bangladesh authorities say they arrested 37 suspected jihadists Saturday as part of a nationwide crackdown following a series of deadly attacks on minorities and secular activists. Police sources said that this brings to more than 2,500 the number of suspected radicals detained after an anti-militant drive was launched across the Muslim-majority country Friday. Police have also seized one weapon, explosives, and ammunition, according to a senior police officer. The police crackdown is taking place as Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has vowed to catch each and every killer. A wave of killings in recent months stretched from the capital Dhaka to remote parts of the north and coastal south. Two blasts at a Shiite shrine in a suburb of the Syrian capital have killed at least 8 people and left many others wounded. Syrian state media say a suicide bomber struck at the entrance of the Saida Zainab shrine south of the center of Damascus. That blast was followed by a car bombing at the heavily guarded shrine important to Shiites throughout the world. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports a higher death toll than Syrian authorities, saying at least 12 people were killed and dozens of others were wounded. U.S. President Barack Obama is urging the Senate to swiftly send him a bill to help Puerto Rico manage its staggering debt crisis. He said Saturday in his weekly address that the House of Representatives has already passed a bipartisan bill to address the crisis, and now the Senate must move quickly to follow suit. He said the island is facing another $2 billion debt payment that it cannot pay.
There's only one way for Puerto Rico to pull itself out of this crisis, and that's by restructuring its debt and finding a sustainable fiscal path toward growth and opportunity for its people.
Obama said only Congress can give Puerto Rico the tools it needs to pull itself out of this crisis. Two high school valedictorians in the southern U.S. state of Texas have revealed they're undocumented immigrants from Mexico. Both have received college scholarships, one to Yale, the other to the University of Texas. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.